You're listening to Sunday Magazine, the show that tells you everything you need to know about what's going on in your community. My name is Marcy, and we are joined today with Sarah, and she is with CASA of Luzerne County. How are you doing?
I'm good, Marcy. How are you?
So COVID has hit our area in a plethora of ways at this point, and I'm sure CASA is no different, especially given the subject matter of what you're dealing with.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a completely different world that we're living in, and it's taken some time to adjust. All of our hearings, our court hearings are done via phone. You know, typically, you know, we're in front of a judge or a hearing master over at Rominski. So, you know, doing that remotely, our visits with our kids have been drastically different. You know, trying to maintain social distancing. Some of our kids are in facilities that they're not allowed to leave. You know, we have a couple kids in particular who are in like a residential treatment facility or like a hospital situation. And the rules on campus there are if you leave, you can't come back, you know, and then that means no people in either, no visitors in. So we have some advocates who haven't even been able to see their kids face to face, which has been really difficult. You know, and then there's all the studies that show that abuse reports are down. It's difficult for a lot of people, but especially, you know, for the kids in this community.
For those who may not have heard of CASA before, can you explain who you are and what you do in our area?
Absolutely. CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. We are part of a national program. It started in 2013, our organization in Luzerne County did. But the national organization started in the 70s when a judge realized that he found himself making all these decisions about placement for children in foster care, but he didn't have all the information. And as we know, our child welfare system is drastically overworked. So there's just not enough people to go around for the kids who end up in foster care. So the CASA system is really unique in which community volunteers step up to get to know these kids and get to know their cases. And then they take all of that information back to the judge and tell the judge what they know. So then the judge can make an informed decision about what's best for the child.
Now, normally, as you said, you have these volunteers and you put them through kind of like a little boot camp or training. Mm-hmm. How has that affected you guys on that end?
We are currently still trying to figure that out. We had a training schedule for the spring. We do two every year, one in the spring and one in the fall. We had to postpone our spring training. And now we are working on getting our fall training scheduled, which is going to be done via Zoom. Just like everything else in the world now.
What would we do if Zoom didn't exist?
I know. I'm so glad that this exists. So that's just how we're going to do training. It's 8 weeks. Right now we're looking at every Wednesday from about 5 to 8 p.m. And it starts, I believe we're looking to start at the end of September. So there's still time to join if anybody is interested. And then we're just going to see how that goes. We still have binders and training materials. We're going to utilize Dropbox. And we think it's going to be as great as we can make it, given the circumstances.
Are there any prerequisites or qualifications that people need to meet in order to volunteer to be an advocate?
You need to be older than 18, and you need to have at least a GED.
All right.
And then, you know, obviously we run background checks. So, you know, you have to be prepared for that, obviously. You know, we can't take anybody who doesn't pass our background checks, which are pretty extensive.
As a 501c3, you guys focus heavily on fundraising. You do a couple different events throughout the year, such as NEPA Sings, which is like our own little personal The Voice or American Idol, as I like to call it. You also have an annual Casablanca fundraiser, which, as we were just discussing, unfortunately had to be canceled due to COVID this year.
Yes.
But NEPA Sings is still happening, just with a little bit of a twist this year, right?
A little twist, exactly. This year you get to watch from the comfort of your own couch, which is exciting. You don't have to get dressed up and you can watch in your pajamas. So hopefully that appeals to a lot of people. You don't have to drive anywhere, which is also exciting. Unfortunately, we don't provide the wine for you this time, but you get to drink more since you don't have to drive. So yeah, we're moving NEPA Sings virtual, which is really great. And all of our sponsors have been, you know, so supportive of this move and, you know, still doing what we need to do as a community to make sure that this happens. We have a really great planning committee. Everybody has stuck with us since we had to make the decision to cancel the in-person event, which was scheduled for April. And then we're working in collaboration with Co-Creative, and they're such a wonderful group, and they've been able to help us transform this live show into a TV show that you'll be able to watch from home. And our presenting sponsors, PNC and Geising, are back for the third year. Our host, Dave Kaharchik, is back for the third year. We have some judges Doc Medic from Froggy 101 is back for the third year. So it's really great just to see that people are still excited about this event, however we get to have it.
Now, normally you guys do in-person auditions with some judges and just people throughout the community. Were you at least able to have in-person auditions or not?
We just made the cut with in-person auditions. Those took place in February. So we were still able to do that. And I think we had maybe one or two more committee meetings before everything happened. So we were able to still do our auditions, which was really great. We had a great turnout, a lot of excitement.
How has it been kind of moving through everyone and, you know, explaining to the participants, well, we think we can do live, well, we're not going to do live, and now it's going to be this virtual event on August 27th. And in a little bit, we're going to talk about how people can watch it. But how has it been like interacting with the participants and getting everyone prepared?
We have the greatest crew this year. I mean, we've had a great crew every year. I'm so thankful for these guys this year. We normally have a top 12, and, you know, due to turnover and things happening, we have a top 10 this year, but it's a really, really great group of 10 people. You know, everybody showed up at the Think Center, which is where we recorded the show, and everybody was so willing to comply with all guidelines, wearing masks and getting their temperature taken every time they came in and out of the studio. And we bought individual microphone covers, and each person, you know, unwrapped their microphone cover and fixed their microphone. And maybe we're overprepared, but I don't think you can be in this situation. But they have all just been so wonderful and understanding and supportive of the cause more than anything else. You know, I think with a lot of them, you know, especially the ones that I've spoken to, you know, they've understood that the cause is kind of greater and it's worth the hassle. You know, they all have just been so supportive and so understanding. And even for a chunk of time in the spring, late spring, early summer, they sent me videos of themselves singing, which we shared on our Facebook page. And, you know, we have a really great group. It's not the same 12 that auditioned. You know, we had to replace a couple of people for various reasons, but I could not be more excited for everybody to see these top 10 singers.
Having this kind of step in as one of your biggest, if not now, the biggest fundraiser of the year, from a financial aspect, how is that affecting the organization and everything you need to, you know, continually do and put out and pay for and all of that?
Yeah, I think, and I think if you ask anybody who's doing nonprofit work, you know, they're all going to tell you the same thing. It's difficult when all of your fundraising comes from donations or grants like ours. We don't take any tax dollars, you know, no state or federal money. You know, CASA is only able to do what it does because of the generosity of our community. I am really grateful that our community is still just as generous. You know, it's difficult because we're not able to do it in the same way as we did. But I think, you know, as a collective, everybody's kind of understanding that, you know, we're just going to see what happens. And we've had a great response for NEPA Sings when we announced that we were moving virtually, and there were some people who had already purchased tickets. I had barely had to process any ticket refunds. The majority of people were like, no, you know, keep it. You know, we understand, which was so great. You know, we're participating, like I said, in 501c3, which is a really cool thing in the community. You know, everybody's just kind of getting together to highlight the local nonprofits and the fact that everybody's kind of struggling. You know, we're all struggling together is the phrase we've all heard 100 times, you know, over the past couple weeks. So yeah, I'm just grateful for this community who still stands behind CASA no matter what.
As someone who does this show and who tries to have a focus on local organizations and events, it's been a struggle because everyone's had to more or less cancel their events or turn mm-hmm. to like a different kind of virtual thing. But I ask and it's all the same. It's basically what you said, because it really makes you realize how much your organizations rely on your community to stay alive.
Exactly. And it's cool to see, you know, all these things that are happening. The Wilkes-Barre Chamber had their Epic Awards online last night. And in June, you know, the NEPA Rainbow Alliance did their virtual Pride Fest, which was so great. The Osterhout Library, you know, they're doing their drive up book sale. And that is, you know, an exciting part of this is looking at all these people and all these organizations that are finding different ways to do things. You know, so the innovation, there aren't a lot of plus sides, I don't think, to COVID, but watching the innovation of communities has been a really interesting experience.
You're listening to Sunday Magazine. My name's Marcy. We are talking about CASA of NEPA with Sarah, and in particular, the NEPA Sings event coming on to benefit them on the 27th. Now, if people want to watch this digitally, how can they do that? Do they need to buy like a virtual ticket or anything like that? And where will you be airing it?
We are going to be streaming our video from YouTube. So we will be able to share that across multiple social media platforms. If you don't already follow CASA on Facebook, I would highly recommend it. So we're just CASA of Luzerne County. We're going to be sharing the link there on the 27th. We're going to be sharing the link on our website. We have a page on the website dedicated just to NEPA Sings. So it's luzernecasa.org/NEPA Sings. And then if you would like to get the link via email, you can always sign up for our newsletter.
If people want to either learn more about CASA overall or get involved in some aspect, whether it be through one of your events or volunteering as a child advocate, how would they get in touch with you?
So the first step on that journey of advocacy is to attend an info session. We host them periodically. And basically, you'll learn a lot of what you learned during this interview, just about who we are and what we do, why we do what we do. And what advocacy looks like. We usually have an advocate come and speak about their experience. And so we would just love to, you know, talk to whomever is interested about CASA. So you can feel free to call the office. We kind of rotate in and out of there. But our executive director is, you know, still there day in, day out. You can shoot us an email. office@luzernecasa.org is always a good way to get in touch. Facebook, Instagram, any way that works best for you. We always love to talk CASA. So we're happy anytime anybody's interested.
Sarah, is there anything else you'd like to add or that you think people should know?
I think one of the things that we always try to drive home when we talk to people about CASA, especially people who have never heard of us, is that this need is so prevalent in our community. Right now, there are more than 500 children in foster care just in Luzerne County. And that doesn't include the children that we don't know of. We are advocating for close to 70 of those children now, you know, but that leaves several hundred children without an advocate. The thing I think in a lot of people's minds, child abuse and foster care, it's so far removed from their day to day, but odds are you see these kids on a daily basis. You pass them in the grocery store. They may be your neighbors. You know, you might see them at church or at the park. It's so local and it's happening right here in our own backyards. And I think once people are aware of that, you know, they understand how necessary it is to help these kids learn how to process that trauma so they don't carry it with them into adulthood. Broken children can't build a healthy, stable community. So it's really all of our responsibility. And there are a lot of ways to get involved with CASA. We, you know, even if it's just sharing something of ours on Facebook, you know, there's a small way that someone can get involved if you're not ready to be an advocate. But we would always love to talk to anybody about it. If you have any ideas or if you'd like some more information, please feel free to reach out anytime.
Absolutely. And once again, a great way to support them obviously would be to donate, or even if you have a couple minutes, take some time away from your day on the 27th and watch NEPA Sings, and you'll probably be surprised at the sheer amount of amazing local talent we have in this area.
It's absolutely insane. I think for me, someone who was not blessed vocally, it's a little annoying that these people are just so talented. They just stand there and open their mouth and these sounds come out. And, you know, for those of us who can't do that, it's so great to hear them. And it's such a variety of songs. We've got pop songs, we've got a country song. There's a lot of show tunes if you're into musical theater. And they, you know, our contestants range in ages from, you know, younger teenagers to the rest of us, you know, in our 30s, which is great. It's such a diverse and vibrant group of people, and this talent it's mind-blowing. You won't regret tuning in, I promise.
Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to call in today and tell us all about CASA of Luzerne County, as well as NEPA Sings. And once again, if you're listening and you want to get more information or get involved in some way, you can always visit luzernecasa.org. Once again, thank you so much for joining me on Sunday Magazine.
Marcy, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.